Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money
at Menards. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the March Madness edition of the Bacon Bets podcast. On this episode, I'm going to be breaking down my best bets for the first four games for the March Madness tournament. I'm going to give my bracket thoughts, and then I will be going through the bracket and making my bracket live on this podcast. I've not done it yet. I've obviously looked at the bracket. I've not yet filled it out. We'll do that live on this show. And then later on in this week, I'll wrap up the show by going through some futures that I think might be worth betting on in terms of a national champion. And then later in this week, I'll be breaking down my best bet for every single first round game. Yes, once again, I think this is my third year doing it. Just like I do in the NFL season, where I break down my best bet for every regular season game. For March Madness, I break down my best bet for the tournament. So first four games today, I'll fill out my bracket live on this podcast. So if you are listening to the audio version of this podcast, you might want to go check out the YouTube one, at least for the bracket portion of the episode. And then I'll finish off with some national championship best bets. And then I will, at some point, probably Thursday night, I'll record an episode for Saturday's games. And then sometime Saturday, I'll have to record the episode for Sunday's games. I'll be going to March Madness games in Brooklyn on Friday. There are four of them. It is Stetson, UConn, Wisconsin, JMU, Duke, Vermont, and Northwestern FAU are all in Brooklyn on Friday. I will be at those games. Looking forward to that. My first ever live March Madness games. If you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see that I'm wearing my UC Irvine jersey. We did not get in. Massive favorites for the second straight year to win the Big West tournament after being the number one seed. And for the second straight year, we choked. So UC Irvine fans, it's my fault. I started rooting for your team 4 years ago, and ever since then, they've become huge chokers, and they did once again. So I actually think generally a lot of the mid-major teams that I was looking forward to playing in the tournament lost in their conference tournaments. UC Irvine being one, Indiana State being another. I was hoping they were going to get an at-large bid, but unfortunately not. Unfortunately, the committee decided to give the ACC 5 seeds and the Mountain West 6 seeds for some reason. Indiana State, the best shooting team in the country, ranked number one in effective field goal percentage. We will not see them in the tournament because they lost to Drake in their final. Ivy League, the only team that I thought was interesting in the Ivy League was Princeton. They are upset by Brown in the semifinal, and there's a couple of others as well. Couple things about this year's bracket. Number one, I think the worst job ever by a selection committee. Not only did they leave teams like St. John's out, Seton Hall out, Indiana State out, who I all thought deserved to be in it. They, for some reason, completely overrated the ACC. I thought there was, you know, three, maybe four ACC teams in. And one of the ACC teams that, you know, had a decently strong argument was Pitt. They didn't get in at all. And so not only are we talking about just what teams they chose to put in and what teams were left out, but also the seeding. Clemson, a 6 seed. What's going on there? Michigan State, a 9 seed. What's going on there? Also in the regions, they've just, UConn is supposed to be the number one overall seed, has the toughest region by far. There's 3 teams I like to win the national championship, or at least who I like to win the national championship a couple weeks ago. I bet on 2 of them, Auburn and Iowa State, and the other one is UConn, and all three of them are in the same region. Some other teams that were ranked, a little bit too high. Well, Creighton as a Kansas as a number 4 ranked too high. I think this is the worst job I've seen in my. I haven't been following college basketball for a long time. What, 6 years? But I think this is by far the worst job the committee has done creating the bracket. So, but it is what it is. It is nice to have a bracket. I got to print one off so I can get a physical bracket, which always feels nice. And I'll go through and I'll fill in my bracket live on air. But first, I'm going to give you my best bets for the first 4 games. So why don't we just go ahead and jump into it. This is the March Madness bracket and first 4 edition of the Bacon Bets podcast. Let's go.
No, Lisa. The only monster here is the gambling monster that has enslaved your mother. I call him Gamblor, and it's time to snatch your mother from his neon claws!
More bacon than the pan can handle. More bacon than the pan can handle. More bacon than the pan can handle. More bacon than the pan can handle.
All right, let's start things off by looking at the first four games. I got a best bet locked in for all four of them. Going with a side in all four of them. Going to go chronological order here. Wagner against Howard is the first game. I had to go offshore to bet this because Wagner is a New York team. New York, you can't bet on New York college teams while living in New York. So I had to go offshore. But I got Wagner plus 3.5 minus 115 against Howard. Howard is the much better shooting team. Wagner is a terrible shooting team, but a complete lack of turnovers for Howard and rebounds is a big issue. So Howard shoots the ball decently. Wagner is a terrible shooting team, but then everything else that you look at benefits Wagner. Obviously, the thing that's to note about Wagner is they are by far the most injured team in the tournament. I think they won their conference tournament with only 7 players, and they won it as a deep seed, too. They went on... I think they had a losing record in their conference and beat like the top 3 seeds to win the entire conference tournament. So Wagner is hot for what it's worth. I don't know if that's going to carry on into this game. And also I am concerned betting on Wagner with the points considering they have no players. I think they even had to recruit like the school's quarterback to like come off the bench for them. But at the end of the day, I don't like Howard. I don't like how they don't turn the ball over. They don't force turnovers. They turn over the ball a ton themselves. They can't rebound. Wagner plays great defense, at least. They especially did throughout the conference tournament. 70th in the country in opponent effective field goal percentage as well. I will take the team that's getting the points in this one. Certainly not one I'm feeling comfortable. I mean, yeah, they went on a run through the conference tournament, but having a team as banged up as Wagner, they might just get run out of the gym. But Howard has a lot of red flags. So I will take Wagner. Whatever team does win this game is going to get absolutely crushed. Who is it that they play in the first round? Winner of this game plays North Carolina. North Carolina is going to crush whatever team they play here. But for the first four, I'll take Wagner plus 3.5. I'll ride with the Staten Island team. I think it's Staten Island. I think it's Staten Island. Staten Island? Or is it Long Island? Don't know. Virginia against Colorado State. I'm going to take Virginia on the money line plus 110 against Colorado State. This is a tough call because I even tweeted this. I think Virginia might be the worst, not the worst, the most undeserving team to make it in the NCAA tournament. And I do want to fade ACC teams, but I also want to fade Mountain West teams. People have kind of forgotten this because San Diego State went on a run last year all the way to the national title game. But year after year, people hype up the Mountain West, and then the Mountain West blows it in the tournament. I fell for it 3 years ago. I fell for it 2 years ago. I didn't fall for it last year, and I was right about every single team except for San Diego State. But don't let that title game run by San Diego State fool you. The Mountain West is yearly overrated, in my opinion. They are the hipster conference. They are the conference that if you want to sound smart to your friends, you say, hey, check out the Mountain West. They play some fun basketball over there. I don't know why, but that entire conference has been given not undue praise, but more praise than they deserve. They've kind of taken over as the hipster conference. I think the hipster conference used to be the A-10. Now it's the Mountain West. So I'll be fading a lot of Mountain West teams in the first round, if not all of them. I don't really necessarily want to fade them against Virginia, who I'm also not high on. But I don't like Colorado State. We gotta be careful with these Colorado teams playing on the road. Obviously, this is neutral site, not a true road game. But Colorado State's effective field goal percentage drops 5% when playing on the road compared to at home. And now they play obviously one of the best defensive teams in Virginia. Yes. Virginia plays slow. They play a very boring style of basketball. They're not great offensively, but they are elite defensively. So don't let your anger about the fact that Virginia's in the tournament completely sway you away from betting on them or picking them in your bracket. Because at the end of the day, they do play a very good defensive style of basketball. I would not lay points on Virginia in any spot, but in this spot as a small underdog, I'll take them on the money line to upset Colorado State in the first four game on Tuesday night. The other 16 versus 16 seed game, Grambling State against Montana State. I will take the underdog once again. I'll take Grambling State plus four, minus 110 against Montana State. The biggest thing here is that I think this is a stylistic advantage. Excuse me, goes in Grambling State's favor. They are a team that mostly only shoots two-point shots. And I'm seeing my graphic is too long here. They mostly only shoot two-point shots. They rank 31st in the country in two-point shot rate. 70.2% of their shots come from the interior, and that is the exact weakness of Montana State. Montana State ranks 333rd in opponent two-point field goal percentage. Just about these, really not much separates these two teams. I'd say Montana State might come from a better conference, but in terms of where they rank nationally in a lot of metrics, there's not too much that separates them. So the biggest thing I'm seeing, especially for the team that's getting points, is that stylistically, what they do offensively is an area where Montana State struggles defensively. So I will take the 4 points with Grambling State in the first game on Wednesday. And then the final first four game, it is Colorado against Boise State. I'll back the favorite in this one. So I'm going 3 underdogs, 1 favorite. I'll take Colorado minus 2 against Boise State. What are we doing here, my friends? We are fading the Mountain West once again. And just like Grambling State against Montana State, we have a good stylistic matchup because Colorado 40th in the country in two-point shot rate. 69.6% of their shots come from down low. And Boise State struggles with their interior. Actually, a handful of Mountain West teams struggle to stop interior offense. Boise State 258th in opponent two-point field goal percentage, allowing teams to shoot 52.1%. from down low. Now, if Boise State or another Mountain West team had great numbers, then I could look past the fact that they're coming from the Mountain West. But Boise State's numbers are average in a conference that is really above average and not much better, in my opinion. 127th in effective field goal percentage, 142nd in opponent effective field goal percentage. They are a good but not great team. Colorado, though, like I mentioned earlier, you got to be a little cautious with them because their effective field goal percentage falls off a cliff. I think it's like goes down like 9% when they play on the road as opposed to at home. But I'm going to fade the Mountain West team here. I'm going to fade Boise State, who I feel like I've backed in the tournament the past few years and they've let me down. So I will fade. I think it was Boise State actually against Colorado State last year or the year before in the first round, if I remember correctly. But I think the stylistic advantage here goes in Colorado's favor. So I'll fade the Broncos, Colorado minus 2. So the first four games of the NCAA tournament, the play-in games, I got Wagner plus 3.5 against Howard, Virginia plus 110 against Colorado State, Grambling State plus 4 against Montana State, and Colorado minus 2 against Boise State. All right, let's fill out the bracket here. I don't think this episode is going to be too long because I just ripped through that and give you some national championship picks. But I'll tell you what, the next episode this week is going to be a long one because I got to give you picks for 32 games. Whew. All right, I'm just going to share my screen here and then we will dive into it. I've not filled out the bracket yet. I have obviously looked through it. I have an idea of where I'm going to go in most spots, but I've not filled it out yet. So once again, probably going to be helpful to watch this episode on YouTube. Look up Bacon Bets Podcast on YouTube. Please subscribe while you're there or while you're here if you're watching it. And we can go through this bracket together. So we're going to start in the East region, the toughest region by far. I don't think anyone would argue any different. This is Iowa State was ranked as the worst of the two seeds. That's ridiculous. I think they're the best of the two seeds. UConn, obviously the true number one. Auburn getting ripped off as a number 4 seed, the SEC champion. Very interesting. All right, let's get through it. Obviously, UConn's going to beat Stetson. Now, when it comes to filling out the bracket, yes, we've had two 16 seeds win over the past, 5 years? It's so stupid to pick a 16 seed in your bracket. If you want to bet them against the spread, please do. I'll probably bet a couple of them against the spread myself. If you want to even take their money line, go for it. But if you want to fill out a bracket, I would highly recommend you just automatically pick all 4 number 1 seeds. FAU against Northwestern. I think this is the toughest 8-9 seed game. This one's actually in Brooklyn. I don't have a ton of confidence either way. FAU is kind of disappointing this year. Actually, they're going to go Northwestern. I think FAU is a little bit overrated because of the run they went on last year. Once again, these picks do not reflect how my bracket does not reflect how the picks I'm going to give out later in the week. Could be completely different. Filling out a bracket is a little bit more. You want to be more aggressive because obviously lower seeds win all the time. So you got to take some shots where you like them. But when it comes to spread betting and bracket betting, very different picks. So if I pick a team here now and then in a couple days I pick against them when it comes to betting, don't come after me. They are going to be different. Also, to be honest, I might tinker my bracket a little bit. I probably will by the time the games tip off on Thursday. San Diego State against UAB. This is going to be the one, or at least I am going to take San Diego State here as a Mountain West team. The UAB won the, Conference USA? Or AAC? What conference is UAB in? I don't know. That's a brain fart on my part. Yeah, it is the A. I think that they used to be in the Conference USA. Regardless, this is an example of a team that I think they did get hot there near the end of the season. Five straight wins, a couple of impressive wins too. But not exactly a mid-major conference champion that I'm scared about in the tournament. I will take San Diego State there in that spot. If Princeton won the Ivy League against Auburn, I might consider them for a bracket upset, but I love Auburn. We'll see how far I take them, but I really like Auburn against Yale. Yale is probably the number two Ivy League team, but Princeton I thought was kind of in a class of its own in the Ivy League, and then they choked in the tournament. BYU over Duquesne, another conference champion, mid-major conference champion that I think stinks, to be completely honest. I'm not a Duquesne guy this year. I think BYU should be able to run them out of the water. Illinois against Morehead State. For purposes of the bracket, I'm taking Morehead State as a 14 seed to upset Illinois as a 3 seed. Will I bet on Morehead State when I do my pick show later in the week? I don't know. For the bracket, yes. Illinois coming off, obviously, a conference tournament win in the Big Ten. Morehead State can shoot the ball well. They can defend well. And if I remember correctly, I think their strength adds up. Let me see here. If you're watching this long, you'll get a little. Morehead State's a 3-point shooting team, and I don't think Illinois defends the three well. It's coming back to me now. Yeah, 211th opponent 3-point field goal percentage, and Morehead State's a 3-point shooting team. More on that game, obviously, later in the week. But for purposes of the bracket, I will take a 14 seed Morehead State to upset Illinois. Washington State against Drake. I'm higher on Washington State than I think everyone else in the country. They beat Arizona twice this season. Drake beat Indiana State. I'm mad at Drake for doing that because I wanted to see, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I wanted to see him in the tournament. So I'm mad at Drake. Drake is going to be a little bit of a sexy pick because they're kind of a mid-major team that people know of. They were great against the spread 2 years ago, 3 years ago. But I think Washington State's one of the most underrated teams in the country, to be completely honest. I think a 7 seed, if they're a 6 seed, I wouldn't have been completely against it. I'll take Washington State over Drake. And then obviously Iowa State against South Dakota State. Let's stick in the East region. Let's just go region by region. I will take UConn over Northwestern. I mean, UConn's the best team in the country. No surprise there. Northwestern has some guys, but they just don't have enough talent to be able to keep up with UConn. I'll take Auburn over San Diego State, fading the Mountain West. Auburn's going to be a little bit too much for them. I love Auburn. I love everything Auburn does. They play great offensively. They play great defensively. Bruce Pearl's obviously a talented coach. I like Auburn a lot. BYU against Morehead State. That's interesting. A battle of two teams who shoot the three ball a ton. Is it crazy to take a 14 seed to the Sweet 16? How does BYU defend the three? Well, yeah. All right, that'll be an interesting game if it happens. For the sake of the bracket here, I'll go BYU. Not Washington State. Sorry, I do like Washington State, but I like Iowa State quite a bit. How does Iowa State defend the three? Iowa State, generally a very good defensive team everywhere. Great. They do what I like to do when I like to take March Madness teams, is they force a ton of turnovers, extra scoring chances per game, galore. Also, by the way, let's go back here to UConn Auburn. I think Auburn beats UConn in the Sweet 16. And then I'm going to take Iowa State over BYU. Obviously, I mean, there's two teams I've been looking at. I bet on Auburn. I think I have a 22-1 ticket on them. I bet on Iowa State a few weeks ago at 30-1, I think it was, that ticket. So obviously, I like Auburn. I like Iowa State. Two very good defensive teams. It probably shouldn't come as too big of a surprise that I have them facing off in the Elite Eight, except for the fact that Auburn would have to take down UConn, but UConn's not perfect either. I know they are the clear number one team, the clear number one seed, but there has been years past where the number one overall seed is better than UConn is this year. I actually wouldn't even, you know, argue against last year's UConn team being slightly better, to be completely honest. Obviously a lower seed. Last year's UConn team didn't win some big games that they probably should have won. This year's version of UConn did win those big games for the most part. But in terms of just talent and skill and where they rank in a lot of metrics, pretty even. If you were to say this year's team better, I wouldn't argue it, but I also wouldn't argue if someone said that last year's team was just as good. With that being said, I think they are beatable. I don't think they're beatable when it comes to the lower tier teams, but I could see Auburn beat them. I could see Iowa State beat them. BYU, if they get hot, I could see them beat UConn. So I do have Auburn beating UConn in the Sweet 16. Auburn, Iowa State. I'm going to take Auburn to the Final Four. Number four seed Auburn in the Final Four, taking down Iowa State in the Elite Eight, a battle of four, number four seed against number two seed. So that is my East Region winner, Auburn.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Heading to the West, obviously UNC is going to beat Howard or Wagner. Mississippi State, Michigan State. That's interesting. I think I'm going to probably go. I want to see how Mississippi State defends the two. Kind of average, actually. That is kind of surprising. I think I'm going to go Michigan State. January, February, Izzo. Isn't that the saying? Yeah. I don't love Michigan State. I actually don't love Mississippi State either. I will take St. Mary's over Grand Canyon. I like St. Mary's a lot this year. No tournament success in the past, or at least over the past number of years. Grand Canyon, you know, a solid team, a great team in their conference, but just too much to handle. They would need a lot of things to go right against St. Mary's to beat them. Alabama is going to be Charleston, I would think. I will take Clemson over New Mexico. I will take Baylor over Colgate. I will take Dayton over Nevada. We're going to continue to fade the Mountain West, and I do kind of have a soft spot for the A-10. And Arizona is going to pound Long Beach State, the team that beat UC Irvine. They are going to beat Long Beach State by 48 points. Now I am seeing that I have a very chalky bracket so far in this region. I'm going to go UNC. I think I'm going to go St. Mary's to beat Alabama, to be completely honest. What is this? What do these teams do? Yeah. Does St. Mary's stop the three? That's going to be... For these teams that shoot a ton of threes, we want to take a look at how teams are going to stop them. Styles make fights. Not great. I mean, 90th is solid, but not the number I'd want to see. I'll take Alabama to beat UNC. Or, sorry, to beat St. Mary's. Baylor to beat Clemson. Love the Big 12 this year. I think Big 12 teams are going to do damage. Arizona to beat Dayton. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wow, I got real creative in the West. UNC has some holes, and I don't think their success in the ACC, you know, gives me a lot of confidence. I'll go Alabama to upset UNC, another 4-1 seed in the Sweet 16. And I will take... Arizona's guards are so good. They could cause Baylor some issues, though. I'm going to take Arizona to beat Baylor. So we got Alabama, Arizona, a 4-2 seed in the Sweet 16, or in the Elite 8. In the West region, I'm going to go Arizona. Here's the thing with Arizona. When Arizona is playing their A-plus basketball, they're the best team in the country. But they just don't play at their peak enough, and they don't play at their peak in the biggest games. They fold sometimes. And when things don't go their way, they don't, like, if they're down, like, it's hard for them to come back. But they have some of the best guards in the country. And when they, like I said, when Alabama, if all teams played at their A-plus game, and you could guarantee that every game in the March Madness tournament, every team would play their A-plus game, Arizona would win. Arizona would win the whole thing. I just don't trust that they're going to bring their A-plus game every single time. But the way I just filled out this bracket, it's hard for me to go against them. Their guard play is just too good, and we've seen too many times in the NCAA tournament that just the best guards lead their teams to victories. So I'll take Arizona. I'll take Arizona over Alabama. So I got Arizona-Auburn for one of the two Final Four matchups. Let's finish getting through the regions, then I'll move on to the Final Four. We'll go up to the South region. Houston, obviously, to beat Longwood. I actually really like Texas A&M. There's one thing. Let me bring up this stat. You'll see it here. Extra scoring chances per game. Obviously, turnovers, rebounds, offensive rebounds and forcing turnovers are big for extra scoring chances per game. It is Houston number one with 11. It is Texas A&M averaging 8.6 extra scoring chances per game. That's huge in close games in the tournament. So I'm going to take Texas A&M to beat Nebraska as a 9-8. I'm going to take James Madison to upset Wisconsin, the classic 12-5. I do not believe in Wisconsin's defense this year. They got hot in the tournament, but their defense has some question marks, which means when they don't have an A or A-plus shooting performance, their defense lets them down. Duke is too much for Vermont. Really like Texas Tech. I love these Big 12 teams this year. I will take them to beat NC State, who really is only in the tournament because they won the ACC. Kentucky, obviously, to beat Oakland. This is Boise State or Colorado. I actually think Colorado is going to beat Florida. I have a little bit of faith in Colorado here. Marquette will beat Western Kentucky. That's a mismatch. Then we go back up to the top. As I will, if Houston plays Texas A&M in the round of 32, I'll probably bet Texas A&M spread. But Houston's going to be too much. James Madison and Duke. I think James Madison might upset Duke. I need a low seed to go at least here to the Sweet 16. So I'll take James Madison over Duke in an upset. I'll take Texas Tech over Kentucky. Kentucky's defense struggles at times. I mean, Kentucky is kind of similar to Arizona, where they have some of the best guards, but they just don't play defense, and you know, they have too many games where they don't bring their A-plus game. I'll take Texas Tech to win that. And I'm going to take... Now, if Boise State wins that first game, I'm going to change as part of my bracket, but I'm going to take Colorado to upset Marquette. I think Marquette has a lot more holes than people think. I'll talk about that more when I get to the pick show. I will then take Texas Tech over Colorado, and I'll take Houston over James Madison. So we have Houston against Texas Tech. Is this crazy? I'm going to take Texas Tech to the Final Four. Oh, God. I didn't expect that. I did not expect that. Houston, here's the issue with Houston. By far the best defensive team in the country. Great rebounding team. Creates a ton of extra scoring chances, but they can't really shoot. If you look at effective field goal percentage, 229th in the country in effective field goal percentage. That's one below Georgia. And one above Tarleton State. That's going to cost them at some point this tournament. I don't know when it's going to be. Won't be in the first round. Could be the second. Could be the third. I guess I'm predicting it's going to be the fourth. I have Texas Tech in the Final Four. Oh, boy. All right, let's move on to the Midwest. Purdue, obviously. TCU, one of my favorite first round bets is going to be TCU over Utah State. They're going to pound them down low. Gonzaga, McNeese is going to be a popular 12-5 upset pick. Not buying it. Gonzaga, even though they didn't win the conference, sneakily actually could be a Cinderella year for Gonzaga. Interesting. Samford's going to be a popular one. I think Kansas is going to be too much for them. Kansas is obviously not the team that we thought they were, but too much for Samford. South Carolina over Oregon. I don't really like Oregon this year. Once again, it's kind of similar to NC State. They're only in it because they won the conference tournament, got hot at the right time. I'm going to take Akron to beat Creighton. Am I taking three 14 seeds? No, just two. Creighton ranks dead last in the country in opponent turnovers per possession. Opponent turnovers per possession. That's what this page is. Scroll all the way to the bottom of Creighton. 362nd out of 362 teams in opponent turnovers per possession. If you look at extra chances per game, 335th. Not good. They have an extra scoring chances per game of -4. They're also a three-point shooting team. We should all know that by now if you watch Creighton basketball. 7th highest three-point shot rate in the country. What does Akron do good? You guessed it, stopped the three. 13th, an opponent three-point field goal percentage. Teams are only shooting 30% from beyond the arc against Akron. That's an upset waiting to happen. Now, if Creighton shoots as well as Creighton can shoot, and if their shooting defense is as good as their shooting defense can be, they will win. But if they falter, even if they have a B game in shooting or shooting defense, they're going to be an upset candidate. I will take Akron to beat South Carolina, Creighton as a 14 seed. Texas to beat Hawaii. I have Virginia in there in that spot. Tennessee is obviously going to beat St. Peter's. Now, when is Purdue going to choke this away? Is it against TCU? Do I want to take TCU? I don't know. Defensively, it's not great. No, not yet. I'll take Gonzaga to beat Kansas, Purdue to beat TCU. I'll take South Carolina against Akron. I will take Texas is a team that I'm going to talk about in a little bit, but for the sake of the bracket, I'll take Tennessee. This is where I'm going to take Purdue to lose. I'll take Gonzaga over Purdue. Did they play against each other earlier this year? Something tells me they did, but maybe I'm just thinking of a previous season. Yeah, they did. They lost 73-63. Interesting. Let's take a look at that game. Gonzaga only shot 37.7 from the field, 18.8 from three. Purdue didn't have a good three-point shooting game. Turnovers and rebounds were about even. I'm going to take Gonzaga to upset Purdue. We all know what's going to happen with Purdue. Just like we all know what's going to happen to the Maple Leafs in the playoffs. Just like we all know what's going to happen if the Falcons ever make another Super Bowl. Just like we know what's going to happen with any other teams I cheer for. Purdue is not one of them. But there are just teams that you know are going to blow it at some point. That's Purdue. And they're going to blow it to number five, Gonzaga. South Carolina against Tennessee. It's going to be Tennessee. And then I think Tennessee wins again. Tennessee beats Gonzaga in the Elite Eight. Here's my final four. This is a wild, well, not, I mean, not a crazy wild, but I don't have any one seeds advancing to the final four. So on one side, I got Auburn against Arizona. On the other side, I got Texas Tech against Tennessee. So I got two SEC, I got a Big 12 and a Pac 12. I'm going to take Auburn to beat Arizona. And I'm going to take I think Texas Tech to beat Tennessee. And then I'm going to go Auburn. Auburn's my national champion. Oh, baby. Auburn is my national champion. Total combined points, 157. Yes, I will play for prizes. All right, let's go back to this pool. So there you go. Am I going to tinker this before tip-off Thursday? Absolutely, yes. There's nothing that I love more than tinkering. One spot I know that I will tinker is if Boise State beats Colorado in the play-in game, I'll probably take Florida to beat Boise State. But the way my bracket goes, I have Colorado going to the Sweet 16. My final four is Auburn to beat Arizona, Texas Tech to beat Tennessee, and have a four seed Auburn beating a number six seed Texas Tech in the national championship game. I actually kind of like this bracket because I think this is kind of the season and a tournament of like how it's going to shape up is that I don't think there's going to be a completely like low seed going on a deep run. But I don't think the high seeds, I don't think the one, like one seeds are going to dominate either. I think this year is like the year of like the 4 to 6 seeds. That was kind of my belief before I filled out this bracket. And now it did kind of work out that way. Two number two seeds, a number four seed and number six seed. And then in the, and then Elite Eight, like I got a 5, I got a 4, 6, 4, like, yeah. That's how kind of how I see this tournament going. I think it's going to be between, it's going to be like the seeds 4, 5, 6. It's not going to be like one seeds, but it's not going to be like an 8 or 9 or 12. It's going to be like 4, 5, 6 seeds. It's going to be an Auburn. It's going to be a Texas Tech. It's going to be, I mean, even if Wisconsin doesn't get upset, like if Wisconsin shoots as well as they did throughout the Big Ten tournament, like Wisconsin, it's going to be Gonzaga as a 5 seed. It's going to be St. Mary's maybe even as a 5 seed. It's going to be Alabama as a 4 seed. Those are going to be the kinds of teams that I think I'm going to be kind of hitching my wagon to. So there you go. Auburn against Texas Tech, 4 seed, beating a 6 seed in the NCAA tournament final. This is the first ever perfect bracket of all time. Now let's quickly take a look at some futures here. It is kind of funny, and this is my point about why I'm kind of pissed that the selection committee had these three teams in the East. If you look at the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8 teams on the odds list, three of them are in the same region. UConn, Auburn, UConn at 4-1, Auburn 15-1, Iowa State at 20-1. Obviously, because I just said I have Auburn winning the championship, I like them at 15-1. Right now, just for the sake of the podcast, I'm using DraftKings odds. I'm not going to go through the work of seeing the best odds for each team. So I say 15-1 for Auburn. Maybe there's a better price out there. I don't know. I bet Auburn at 22-1 last week. Probably not a 22-1 out there. But I'm just going to give out some national, some teams I think are worth betting on to win the national championship. Auburn 15-1. Maybe. I don't think Arizona 12-1. UConn, no, not at 4-1. Houston, no. Purdue, no. Arizona, no. North Carolina, no. Auburn would be my first yes at 15-1. Iowa State, I like Iowa State. I don't think they have enough to win this many games in a row, especially with the region they're in. So even though I have a bet on Iowa State, I don't like them at 20-1 just based on the region. The next team that sticks out to me, damn. Gonzaga is a long shot at 60-1. I don't love the odds for a lot of these teams. Texas Tech is 100-1. Let's look through some Texas Tech stats. 70th in effective field goal percentage. 98th in opponent effective field goal percentage. Kind of middle of the pack in turnovers. Let's see. I think they create a lot of extra scoring chances. Am I wrong in saying that? Yeah, I am wrong in saying that. Yeah, so they don't cause a lot of turnovers. I think they're a decent rebounding team. I don't have a rebounding page in front of me right now. Effective possession ratio, probably not high. If extra scoring chances and high, 137th. I don't know why I love Texas Tech. It might just be their jerseys. I love the red and black of Texas Tech. But at 100-1... Let's not forget Texas Tech played in the best conference in college basketball this season. At 100-1, you're not going to find a better team to... I mean, Michigan State's 80-1. Would you rather bet Michigan State or at 80-1 or St. Mary's at 71 or Texas Tech at 100-1? I say all this, Texas Tech's probably losing the first round now. I think I've had Texas Tech going deep so many years in a row. I don't know what it is. Texas at 12-1. I know I don't have them going deep in my bracket, but Texas is another similar team to Texas Tech. Solid everywhere. Not great at anything, but solid everywhere. No huge weaknesses. And then you're not going to bet on it. Texas A&M does create a lot of extra scoring chances, but not enough. And I think they're a pretty bad shooting team. Yeah, 345th. If Texas A&M could shoot, they'd be a contender. I think those are the spots I'd go. Maybe Alabama at 40-1 might be interesting. I mean, if you want to look, I mean, one of the reasons why I like Gonzaga is I just don't like this Midwest region is like, I don't like, they can beat anyone in this Midwest region. Drop Gonzaga in the East and I don't think I'd bet on them. And in this Midwest region, I would take a shot at Gonzaga at 60-1. Yep. I would stay far away. Here's some teams I'd stay far away from. Creighton, because of what I talked about earlier. Marquette, I would stay far away from. Those would be the two teams I'd stay far away from. Purdue, because there's no way Purdue ever wins. So there you go. If you want some futures, my best bet right now, I still think Auburn, obviously. Tennessee could even be worth a look at 17-1, to be honest. I mean, I have Tennessee going to the Final Four, losing to Texas Tech, so I'd say Tennessee, 17-1. Should I put Tennessee in the final? An SEC matchup? No, I'm going to stay bold. I'm going to stick with Texas Tech. Gonzaga, 60-1. And then Texas Tech, 101. Texas, 120-1. I think if you want some long shots, I think you got to look at the Midwest region. Texas coming out of there as a 7 seed at 120-1 is interesting. South Carolina, where's TCU? TCU 120-1, kind of interesting to be honest. South Carolina 100. Texas, TCU, South Carolina, bet all three of them at 120-1, and if one of them can get out of that weak region, you're laughing heading into the Final Four with a 120-1 ticket. So how about that? I'll end the show there. Thank you all so much for watching. I will be recording my picks for all games in the first two rounds Tuesday night. So that'll be a Wednesday morning. So I'll have to start diving into that the next 2 days. So I'll record that Tuesday night. You'll see it Wednesday morning. We'll be up. And then Thursday, I don't really count the first four games as when the tournament starts. The tournament starts Thursday at noon. What is the first game of the tournament? I know by now the schedule has been released. The tournament kicks off with Michigan State against Mississippi State, 12:20 p.m. on Thursday, according to the DraftKings here. Let's go. I can't wait, baby. I can't wait. Best weekend of the year. Thank you all so much for watching. Subscribe, like this video, rate and review the podcast. Gambler blessed. Good luck with your brackets, and I'll talk to you in a couple of days to give you my best bets for all 32 round of 64 games.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.